I'm Anthony Morneau. Thanks for joining us. It's 7:45. We feature more of a conversation that we aired yesterday with Edmundo Resendez and Diana Lamarbe and Raymond Cobos about a new exhibition at the Brannigan Cultural Center in Las Cruces. It's titled Braceros, Melding History and Art, and it's being held through October 3rd.
Let's talk about the exhibit itself. You meld history and art together. How do you do that?
Well, I love that. You know, art has been part of my life since I was just a kid. And I've taught art, and I've lived art, and now that I'm too old to take any other jobs, I'm doing art full time. And art is what has taught history throughout all of mankind, from the first cave people doing the drawings in the caves. They were telling the history of the humankind. And that is what we're doing with this. We're doing it through the written word, which is Raymond. He has built this wonderful backbone that is the show. It's the stories, the written word, and his spoken word. And you'll see that for each one of the sculptures. Then we have the sculptures that I've done, and a Phantom Truck by Rick Botwell, and it is a Phantom Truck showing, it will tell you, it is a pickup truck, a hard used one, and we have three workers with it. Two of them are repairing a flat tire, and one of them is bringing more chilies to put in the back end. And that was to honor Raymond, saying we had to have a truck because that's part of the Bracero story. But it's a phantom, not a model, because the story's about the workers, not about the truck.
Why is the Bracero program, the exhibit, important to you?
One of the things that I see is that not very many people know about the Bracero program. They live through it, and it's something that they don't have a good, clear memory of. And to me, I'm thinking, how can they not remember it? And then how come it's not in any of the history books? And so I wanted to let people know that these people existed here. They built our roads, they planted our crops, they mended our fences.
Diana, this is the third time this is being shown. Why is this exhibit so popular? And there's a possibility of it going to Nebraska.
Yes. It is the third time, and we go from here to Silver City and Western University to the library for October. It's because this part of the history is so pointed for here in New Mexico, and we need to do it. And the more the word gets out and the more people tell their children and the families remember, that will keep this alive. And we need that friendship and that wonderful camaraderie that all the years I've been in New Mexico, we've had with Mexico.
You can catch this entire conversation on KRWG-TV's Fronteras a Changing America tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Several things have been added to an annual cultural event in Silver City next weekend. Emily Guerra has more.
Western New Mexico University's second annual Fiesta Latina is now a three-day event in celebration of Mexico's heritage, customs, and traditions. To accommodate the expanding festival, they will be at a new location on campus, the Old James Stadium. Special Assistant to the President for Cultural Affairs at WNMU, Faye McAlmont, says last year they had 28 artisans, and this year there will be 40 booths representing 70 artists from across Mexico.
We're going to be having Zapotec weavers who are preserving the natural dye traditions. We're going to have the women's weaving cooperatives that are scattered throughout Chiapas and Oaxaca. We're going to have the Mixtec men that are saving the endangered sea snail that gives us the rare, rare purple dyes that the women use in their embroidery. So we're going to have copper and glass and basket weaving. Weaving and popotillo painting.
What is popotillo painting?
Popotillo is a type of grass that grows in a certain region of Mexico, and they dye the grass and then they press it into melted wax to make an image, and they're absolutely beautiful and detailed.
Fiesta Latina starts on Friday, June 22nd, with the artisan mercado each day and a new component to the festival, the Transcending Borders documentary film series. piece documenting five of the attending artisans. Saturday morning is another new event, the Tree of Life Community Building Clay Workshop. And in the afternoon, tequila tasting. The festival runs through Sunday, June 24th, with artisans, music, food, children's activities, and more. The schedule is available at fiestalatina.org. You can listen to the entire interview with Faye McCalmont on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and KRWG.org. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.